This is program number LW2632. True Confessions. You like True Confessions? Hi, this is Larry West. Here's a true confession confessed by a junior high school coach. It's a story, his story, about true confessions. These are his words. I'm a coach in a junior high school. I work with 500 boys each day. This has been my occupation for over 20 years. Traditionally, he says, I am supposed to be rugged, tough, crusty. Yet, underneath this exterior, feeling and understanding must exist if the job is to be done. Today was test day in climbing the rope. We climb from a standing start to a point 15 feet high. One of my tasks, he says, these past few weeks has been to train and teach the boys to negotiate this distance in as few seconds as possible. The school record for the rope climb is 2.1 seconds. It has stood for 3 years now, 2.1 seconds. Today the record, he says, was broken. But that's not my story. How this record was broken is the important thing here, he says, as it so often is in many an endeavor in life. For 3 years, Bobby Palacio, a 14-year-old ninth-grade Mexican boy, has trained and pointed and, I suspect, dreamed of breaking this record. It has been his consuming passion. It seemed his whole life depended upon breaking the record. On his first of three attempts, Bobby climbed the rope in 2.1 seconds, tying the record. On his second try, the watch stopped at 2.0 seconds flat, a record. But as he descended the rope and the entire class was gathering around to check the watch, I knew I must ask Bobby an important question. There was a slight doubt in my mind whether or not he had actually touched the board at the top or not. If he had missed it, it was very, very close, no more than a fraction of an inch. And only Bobby knew the answer. As he walked toward me, expressionless, I said, Bobby, did you touch? If he had said yes, the record he had dreamed of since he was a skinny seventh grader and had worked for it almost daily would be his. And he knew I would trust him at his word. With the class already cheering for him for his performance, this slim, brown-skinned boy shook his head side to side. He had not touched the required board. And in this simple gesture, I witnessed a moment of greatness. Coaches don't cry. Only babies cry, they say. But as I reached out to pat this boy on the shoulder, there was a tear in each of my eyes. And it was with great effort, through a tight throat, that I told his class, Bobby has not set a record in the rope climb. No, he has set a much finer record for you and everyone to strive for. He has told the simple truth. I turned to Bobby and said, Bobby, I'm proud of you. You've just set a record that many athletes never attain. You told the truth when you could have told a lie. Now, in your last try, I want you to jump a few inches higher on the takeoff. You're going to break this record. After the other boys had finished their turns, Bobby came up to the rope for his next try, and a strange stillness came over the gymnasium. 50 boys and one coach were breathlessly set to help boost Bobby to a new record. He jumped. He climbed. Bobby, go! And he did it. 1.9 seconds. A school record, a city record, and perhaps close to a national record for a junior high school boy. When the bell rang, I walked away, says the coach. Now misty-eyed from this group of boys, I was thinking, Bobby, little brown skin with your clear, bright eyes and your straight, slim, trim, lithe body, Bobby, at 14, you are a better man than I. Thank you for climbing so very, very high today. You told the truth. Honesty. It's worth a gold medal in any championship. The Bible says, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.